Yeah, no, I was pleasantly surprised at your ability to stay upright on an ice skating rink, Vic.
Yeah, but you know why I could stay upright? Because I didn't actually move anywhere.
Well, you were holding on to a child as well.
I was, yeah.
That young fella of yours, it was like Langer's Bambi. It was just legs.
Hilarious.
There was legs going everywhere. He took out about 7 or 8 people.
He did. He got in the car after all of it and he said to me and his dad, I think I'm getting much better at the ice skating, don't you?
Yeah, like, to which you both replied,
you fell over about 28 times.
He was covered in, like,
I know,
covered in white residue. You know, that skatey kind of,
yeah.
It's like snow, but it's just it's the top of the ice.
Every time he got up, he went down again, didn't he?
Yeah.
It was just up, down, up, down, up, down.
Like, just stay down, lad.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, so I stayed outside. As I suggested I would, I stayed away from...
You did.
Like, people would have died.
My other half did as well. He was like, yeah, no.
Off with you.
No.
But yeah, that's Winter League is up and running. Opened up on Friday.
We had great fun, didn't we?
It's good. It's great setup down there. It's lovely because it's weatherproof as well inside in.
I was presently surprised about that.
Inside in Parky Cove. Yeah. Oh, I'm very throaty today.
Sound too bad.
I'm a bit deep.
You do like a kind of a jazzy, as if you're introducing a jazzy kind of program or.
Coming up later today,
yeah.
We got Smoking Lips Mahoney. Playing the B flute with the little grey boy. I could do the cornbread jingle.
You could.
Have you ever heard the cornbread jingle?
I think so, yeah. I think you've played it before.
The cornbread jingle, there's a fella. This is two human voices.
I love this.
All right?
Yeah.
Two human voices. It's one guy who he cuts himself into four windows and does different... How do you describe different tones of singing?
Different kind of splices of
falsettos and whatnot.
Yes, yeah, he does.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But then another guy has come in and joined the video and he does the bass end.
It's unreal.
And all they're singing about is cornbread.
That's it.
What's cornbread? Cornbread's huge over in America, isn't it?
Cornbread is a type of bread.
It's a soft kind of a
soft sort of
made with corn flour or something.
Kinda, yeah.
So they're just singing about cornbread.
That's it.
Listen how deep your man hits.
It's so cool. Cornbread.
Like how?
How is right? How is that humanly possible?
Yeah, that's the lowest.
Can you get that low?
No.
How low can you get?
Well, if you want me to get really low,
yeah, go on.
I'll put on a bit of Flo Rida.
Because I can get quite low.
I beg your pardon?
I can get quite low. I've got a low voice.
I would never put anything strange in my mouth.
Every morning, you just go straight to the gutter.
I'm not. I don't mean it, lads.
You just walk into it, Vic.
I do. Fred FM Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Fred
FM. Good morning. Fred FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things. Let's see what's going on in the world this morning. Taylor Swift was the big winner at last night's MTV Europe Music Awards. Are they still going on? Obviously they are. Maya Jama, who sounds like a toddler when they've lost their pyjamas.
Yes, yeah,
have you seen my pyjamas? It's my pyjamas.
My pyjamas.
My pyjama, good lord. She rocked up in a Liz Hurley safety pin dress.
She did, yeah.
Very demure.
It's a bit of a showstopper, that dress, isn't it?
That was 1994.
But it's iconic with Liz
completely,
Hurley.
Yeah.
Because Versace, I think, made it that time.
The air conditioning was fantastic in it. Wasn't
it? Pretty drafty, all right?
It was, yeah. If you're a bit windy around the pits. anyway, she turned up in pretty much the same dress.
Yeah.
A 2024 version.
Yeah.
And is getting all the pages this morning. Simon Harris was in Cork over the weekend. He was in Douglas.
Yeah.
Going from pub to pub.
Going around shaking hands, kissing babies.
And then he did some speech. I think he was in the South County.
Yeah.
In Douglas.
Speech.
He stood up on one of where the band podium is and just did a political speech while people were trying to sip into a nice little quiet weekend pint.
making all kinds of promises and whatnot. But right. he also meant proving that he is the, quote, TikTok Taoiseach. He met a young voter who had his photo as her screensaver, which was kind of bizarre and very awkward. But anyway, look, whatever you're into yourself.
Wow.
That was that happened over the weekend. Who have you got as your screensaver? Is it me? I bet it's me.
I have a scene in Italy. No, it's not you. That's almost as funny as me saying to you, have you got my face as your screensaver?
I have, actually. First thing I see in the morning. No! This is an interesting story in The Sun this morning. There is a lad out there who, his name is Craig, and he's facing 2 years in a UAE jail because he posted a negative review on Google.
Right.
Okay. So he's an autism support worker from Crookstown in Tyrone. He was arrested 3 weeks ago after arriving in Abu Dhabi on holiday to visit a friend, but the 33-year-old has been transported to Dubai to face charges of slander under the UAE's strict cybercrime laws, which bans any form of online criticism.
So did he do it while he was there or before he got there?
The charges relate to a critical online review he posted from his Tyrone home about a dog grooming business that he used to work for in Dubai.
Oh, lads, stop the lights.
Like, stop that's the world.
The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
So he's at home, he did a review going, something went wrong, he didn't like the service, and then he's gone back out there. And he's been, they've held his information and arrested him, and he could be in jail for 2 years.
Meanwhile,
because for saying the dog grooming parlour wasn't groomy enough.
Actual criminals are running around on the streets, you know, waiting to be arrested.
This guy did a YouTube experiment in Dubai.
Right.
Where he left a laptop, a MacBook. He left a wallet full of cash and keys to a Lamborghini on the roof of his car.
Okay.
And then went away for 5 hours and they left cameras filming. And people were just walking by and they spotted it and everyone kept walking. Because if you're caught stealing over there, it's game over.
Wow.
That's how strict it is.
Wow.
So I can kind of see where this one's going, but that is ridiculous. But he could go to jail for 2 years.
Oh my God.
Like that's incredible.
I actually feel really sorry for him. I'm sorry, but I do.
Jesus.
What happened to free speech? Honestly though, lads, the world has gone mad.
I went mad a long time ago, Vic. Yeah. A long, long time ago. It's 6:23 in the morning. Chapel Ron and Hot to Go on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's Red FM Breakfast with KC. Good morning. 7:26 is the time. We're giving you a chance to win a €300 voucher with Tubbs and Tiles this week on the show. We're going to play a little game called 5 and 10. Marion, how's it going?
Not too bad.
How are you doing?
For the brain to be there. You know, it's always right.
Yeah, you're going to be the first little guinea pig for our game here now, Marion. So the very best of luck. You got to give me 5 things in 10 seconds, Marion. Do you reckon you can manage that?
All right.
Marion, the very best of luck. You've got to give me 5 famous football or soccer players. Go for it.
Roy Keane.
Yeah.
Jesus. Roy Keane Jesus.
Jesus never played soccer, but.
No, he said that. Rio Ferdinand.
Hey, man, Marion, the clock's gone.
Marion,
the clock is gone. We're done, Marion. That's lousy. That is lousy, Marion.
It should
be 5 and 20 seconds, I know,
exactly.
But it's only 5 and 10. Marion, will you come back to us tomorrow and give it a go, please?
I'll give it a go again.
Fair play to you, girl.
All right, bye.
Good luck to you now. See you later. That's Marion giving it an old shot this morning. Who've we got in line 2 there, please? Hey, Darren, how's it going?
Morning, kid. How's it going?
Not too bad, kid. Where are you off to?
I'm just dropping the water there to work.
Okay, very good. Are you good for a quick round of 5 and 10? Let's see if we can get you a €300 voucher for Tubbs and Tiles. Darren, give me 5 things that you won't and would never put into a fridge.
Chocolate, pizza, meat, cheese, butter,
You would definitely put butter in the fridge.
He thought you said that you would put in a fridge.
No, I said that you would not put it in the fridge.
Okay.
Oh, Darren, I'm sorry. Was that a bit of lost in transit?
Yeah, it was a bit confusing.
Okay. I did say things you wouldn't put in
the
fridge.
Yeah, he heard it as that you would put in the fridge. That's like the, why he
your youngest born, a television, a football boot.
He didn't hear the wouldn't bit. He heard the would.
Yeah,
We'll have to give him another go, will we?
Yeah, we'll have to give him another go. Come on, Darren.
All right. Darren, give me five singers or bands from Cork. Go.
Keane the Crow, Ella Henderson, Lyra, Jesus.
Again.
Jesus was not a singer from Cork.
And Ella Henderson, she's from Granbrae, isn't she?
No, she's not.
From London.
She's from, I don't know where, she's Wolverhampton or somewhere, I think.
Somewhere like that. Mm. You were putting Keane the Crow and Ella together, which they have done a song together. Yeah. Buddy, I gave you a second shot. I'm sorry, Darren. I'm going to have to leave you.
Oh, Daz.
Yeah. No about it. Not about it.
See you, Daz. Mind yourself, man. Good luck.
Don't take
All right. Does anyone want to swoop in and take this? 0818 104 106 is the number if you want to play a round of 5 and 10. Yeah. The €300 voucher for Tubbs and Tiles is sitting here and I needs to go. You just got to give me five things in 10 seconds if you want to play. We'll open the phone lines. 0818 104 106. Let's see who we got there. Good morning. Who's that?
Hi, it's Diana.
Hiya, Diana.
Hi, Diana.
May we call you...
Sorry, a bit croaky.
That's okay.
That's all right. Casey's the same this morning, aren't you, Casey?
It's the weather. It's the weather. It's just a bit... everyone's a bit, growly. Yeah. Okay, 5 and 10. Lady Diana, can you give me five things you can put in an oven?
Roast meat, baking, pizza, shepherd's pie, lasagna, roast chicken...
You did it.
Well done, Diana.
You did. I was going to pull.
Looking at my oven in the kitchen, like, trying to give me divine inspiration.
There's nothing in the oven at this hour of the morning, is there?
No, thank God, I'm barely out of bed.
Yeah, you did say baking. I'd have to pull you up on that one, but luckily
she gave loads more.
She did. She did indeed.
I did.
Diana, will you stay on the line?
You got a
€300 voucher to get whatever you need from Tubbs and Tiles in Little Island. Thank you for waking up with us. We do appreciate having you there. And for waking up at Red FM every morning. Every now and then, we like to reward you. Big time. Another cash machine winner. 100 grand went out the door on Friday. And it was Renata. It was the lovely Renata who picked up the cash.
Generally, like this month has been very difficult and I was praying so much and then doing some Lent. This month in December is going to be my mum's 68th birthday and then it's going to be my brother's wedding, actually. I was going to miss that as well.
Stop.
It's going to be on the 21st of December, yeah.
Oh, and you're going to be home for your mum's birthday, your brother's wedding, Renata, and Christmas. Christmas at home in Brazil.
Oh my God, amazing.
Can everybody say good morning to our 100K winner? It's Renata,
yay,
everybody.
Renata, go on.
Good morning, Renata. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing? I actually got even emotional listening to my own words.
Of course.
Yeah, well, the prayers have come true, Renata. You've landed 100 grand. How was the weekend for you, first of all?
It was very good. Like, we did celebrate a bit. I even went to church to thank God because you cannot even just only ask. You have to thank you as well.
Okay.
It was great. Like, it was a nice weekend. We were talking loads what to do with the money, what not to do with the money. We'll be sensible enough. Try to invest into something.
First
thing, as I mentioned, like, it'd be definitely visiting my family. It's been, like, over 2 years that I don't go back home. So definitely I'll do that.
How did you end up living and working in Cork, Renata? What's the story on how you ended up living here?
I actually just came here to study English, as most Brazilians do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up going back to Brazil during the pandemic. I got stuck there. I couldn't fly back to Ireland. And then at the time, I did have a boyfriend here. So I ended up getting married in Ireland when I came back after the pandemic. And then that's the only reason that I'm here, like, not only because I came on my own the first time, but because I found someone that I wanted to be with. And then I ended up coming back again. And then these happened. So everything, like I always say, everything happens for a reason. And then sometimes you don't understand what is the reason.
Yeah.
I was back home. I chose Ireland to come to study. And these this happened now, like 6 years and a half afterwards, like, is amazing.
I'm telling you, listen, this has just been such a lovely stroke of good luck for a lovely person.
Yeah.
And we're delighted for you. That 100K is yours. That money is on its way to your bank account. Thank you. This is what happens, Renata, when you wake up at Red FM and you listen right across the day. It's the kind of thing that goes on.
So true. I do have to say, like, you have to believe in your dreams and then just dream. And then, like a bit of luck was like a blessing.
Yeah.
Like your dreams do come true, like no matter, like if you get like 100,000 or not, like your dreams do come true. Like, but do sign up for the Red FM as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Keep it on red. Lovely to meet you, Renata. I hope you have lots of fun and spend it well. And thank you for being the latest big winner of the cash machine. 100,000 euro is yours. It's absolutely incredible.
Things.
We got 6 days to go on your telly box until I'm a Celebrity gets here, and you'll see Colleen Rooney avoiding all the Bush Tucker trials, and you'll see Barry McGuigan possibly potentially going in as a winner.
Yeah, he's going to be a dark horse, I'd say.
He's one of the hot favourites going in there.
Nice guy.
18 days until Black Friday, even though everywhere I go I'm already seeing Black Friday sales are all over the place.
When is it? When is Black Friday?
It's the 29th, isn't it?
Because you're right, I'm being bombarded with Black Friday stuff as well.
See, everyone jumps the gun. See, Christmas starts now in May, as we know.
Why don't we just have Christmas Day on the 24th of November?
Let's
and be done
go
with
for
it,
it. 70 days until Trump becomes the US president again. That'll happen on the 20th of January. He'll have his inauguration again. Today's Remembrance Day, the anniversary of the end of World War One across Australia, Canada and New Zealand. On this day, by the way, in 2006, Talking Parrots were invited to audition for a part in Pirates of the Caribbean.
This is totally one of your stories.
I love
you
it.
Love it, don't you?
Anything to do with pirates will be on this show,
I
guarantee.
I know.
But they had like an X Factor of pirate auditions.
Okay, just break that down for me. So they invited a load of parrots to audition
to see who which one of them was the best speaking parrot. So they could feed it. They could feed it lines, and it could be in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, to be a fly on that wall!
Oh, they missed a trick. They could have done Pirates of the Caribbean. They could have done its own movie.
Yes.
And also on this day in 2007, Westlife went to number one in the UK with "Back Home." Their ninth UK number one. If you were knocking around as a Westlife fan back in the day, Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency, the largest cryptocurrency in the world, has just hit 80,000. Per Bitcoin.
Okay, wow.
Had you bought a load of these 10 years ago?
Like Ashton Kutcher.
Oh my God.
Yep.
If only we were to know.
What is it now? Like, what should you invest in now that's going to see that kind of growth?
Your
in
health,
10 years
Victoria.
Health, 10
your
years
your health, your mental health and your physical health. That's the only investment you know. Oh, Jesus, no, millions would be nice as well. Just let me remind you. So Bitcoin, we don't know who created it.
No.
There's rumors that it was a Japanese programmer that created Bitcoin 16, 17 years ago.
Okay.
And he created blockchain technology, which stores these Bitcoins.
Right.
But then you need special mining equipment, digital mining equipment, to run through the blockchain and find these coins.
Wow.
They still think there's millions of them out there still to be mined. And still to be found. And if you find one Bitcoin, that today it's worth 80,000.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Have a listen to this fella. He bought two pizzas with 10,000 Bitcoin back in the day.
I'm offering 10,000 Bitcoins in exchange for some pizza. And somebody there said, hey, I'll take you up on that offer. So sent him the 10,000 Bitcoin. I said, okay, here it is. You know, I'm waiting for my pizza. And, you know, he phoned it in. He paid with his credit card. And the pizza showed up at my door. Here you can see the original pizzas, and that's my daughter's hand. She was a year old.
You paid 10,000 bitcoins for one pizza?
It was two pizzas, actually.
Oh, you got two pizzas out of it. Yeah. What would it be worth today?
What would it be worth today? Oh, my God. He bought two pizzas for $800 million.
Oh, my God.
Leanne and Don't Say Love on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. There's a lot of you stuck in traffic going into work to do your job. To make some money to pay the bills. You know that thing that we all have to do? Gotta show up.
Unfortunately, yes.
And then when I read stories like this, I'm like going, what are we doing with our lives? When people are making this kind of money doing this sort of message.
Yeah, this is crazy.
A 26-year-old Alexia Grace is making 10 grand a week on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
For doing this.
So if they're like, right, I want you to go for a run, I want you to put it in the jar and send it to me right now, like, they're paying for my time, that's going to cost more. But if somebody's like, can you get me a jar, like, as soon as you can, like, no rush, 150. I've got one guy that's brought not just vials, but he buys me head guards on my Amazon wish list, and then I wear them, do my stuff, boxing gloves a lot, and overall, he spent 40,000. I bought a house in cash very recently, a 60 grand card. I'm looking to buy another house very soon.
So she puts on a sweatband, goes to the gym.
Yeah.
Does a workout.
Yeah.
And sells the sweatbands.
She sells the sweat.
Sweat and sweatbands
so
back to people.
So she drips the sweat off that into a little jar.
And sells it to weirdos.
She makes about 10 grand a week, lads.
10 grand a week, everybody.
10 grand a week, lads. Let that sink in on a Monday morning. 10 grand a week.
26 years old, 10 grand a week, selling sweat.
Yeah, she just bought a house with cash for £250,000.
Oh, do you know that Cardi B has made about 50 million on OnlyFans? I don't know what Cardi B does. Maybe she's knitting cardigans. I don't know.
Maybe.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Other people that have made money on OnlyFans, there's a woman out there that sells her bath water.
Yeah.
There's another lady who is making 15 grand a month.
Yeah.
Selling. Yes.
In a jar.
In a jar.
In a jar.
Sweaty gym clothes.
Yeah. Vegan cheese boards where the cheese has been nibbled.
What?
I know.
There's a lady out there selling toenails.
Oh, yeah, there is. But look at what some of the top earners on OnlyFans are selling. So this is what you get top dollar for.
Yeah.
Feet, anything involving feet.
Lily Allen is selling pictures of her feet.
She's making more than she did. She said she's making more from that than she ever did from her music.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody brushes their long hair whilst they whisper strange things into a microphone.
Lads,
you can't see him, but he's actually brushing his hair while he's doing that. Balloons. Inflating them and popping them in various ways. Top earners on OnlyFans. And live streamed house cleaning. Yes, you heard me right.
Oh, you can watch someone clean their gaff.
Live streamed house cleaning is the top earner. Peeling potatoes is another one. And finally, baby food. Describing different flavours of baby food on camera. We missed a trick, kid, didn't we?
Justin Bieber and What Do You Mean? 8:17 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. There's a lot of love coming in for Renata. Kevin is just saying, what a lovely woman. Absolutely delighted for her. She is such a deserved winner. Beautiful energy about her, says someone else here.
She has, yeah. She's a lovely girl.
All the way from Brazil, living in Passage West for the last couple of years. She's just picked up 100 grand. And in 12 minutes of 150 grand. For you to get your hands on. So that is coming up. I want to give a mention as well to Cormac and Niamh. They work in Crosshaven Computers and they've launched this Keep Santa Local campaign, which is a brilliant idea. And it's something that everyone should do in your own local area, basically to try and encourage people that if you're going to spend money now, like people do start shopping now and coming into the next few weeks, you're already picking up a few bits and pieces. But to keep your shopping local.
Absolutely.
Like right across Crosshaven, right across Carrigaline, and right across Cork, no matter where you are, keep it Cork because, you know, every business needs as much help as possible. If you are spending some money, keep it here, like.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe, it's pop quiz time. How are we fixed? How are we feeling this morning? Are we good?
Yeah, all good, yeah.
Good. What did you get up to over the weekend?
Not really.
Was it one of the quiet sit on the couch weekends watching loads of the telly kind of thing?
Yeah, the weather was bad.
Yeah, nothing at all this weekend.
Very good. What's the plan today? Are you working or in college or what's happening?
No, I'm off today. Monday's my day off.
Brilliant. Nice to have a Monday
That's
off.
A good day to have off,
it's
yeah.
It's a great day to have off. Just lounging around.
Oh, yeah.
Right, let's try and get you over the line. We've got 10 questions here. You have 60 seconds. You get them all right, you're going to be very happy.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Chloe, Man I Feel Like a Woman is a song by who?
Sinead Payne.
What colour are the Smurfs?
Blue.
Can you tell me, what is the Irish word for radio?
Radio.
Question number 4. Pep Guardiola is the manager of what team?
Man City.
Question 5. On the classic TV show, can you remember what was Flipper?
Dolphin.
Question 6. Who's the director of the new Gladiator movie?
Ridley Scott.
Question 7. What subscription service has the initials OF?
OnlyFans.
Question 8. John Heder and Will Ferrell starred in a movie together. What was the movie?
John Heder
and Will Ferrell.
Stepbrothers.
Question number 9. What singer just took over a bar in Dublin? Yeah, he took over his own local. Played the marquee a lot.
Come on, guys, take a guess. My name is Gavin James.
Chloe.
It was Gavin James.
That was a really good round.
Yeah. The John Heder and Will Ferrell movie was Blades of Glory.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Elf. You did better than me, Chloe.
Yeah. Wasn't John Heder, was he Napoleon Dynamite?
Is that correct?
I don't know. Anyway, you got everything correct up until number 8. Blades of Glory was the answer to number 8. Gavin James is number 9.
Well done, though.
Chloe, that was brilliant. You got
really
a
good. You're coming back.
€50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and we'll talk to you another morning, Chloe. Have a lovely Monday.
Well done.
Cheers, Chloe. Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Too sweet. Yes, indeed. How are you, Rory O'Hagan?
I'm good, buddy. All right.
You know the way life is just flying by. I'm thinking of stuff that has happened years ago, and I'm thinking that was 3 years ago.
I know, yeah.
Or 2 years ago. Like the COVID thing
is
going to be 5 years in January, which is just...
It's mental.
It's just nuts. I want to play this. I'll play a little clip. I want you to tell me, what year did this happen? Remember the dancing Irish priest that ran onto a Formula One track?
Oh no! Oh my goodness me! Just like Hockenheim a couple of years ago, we've got a lunatic on the track down the hangar straight, 160 miles an hour the cars are doing as they come through there.
And he was holding a little sign saying read the Bible and dancing around the track. What year was that?
I'm going to say 2016?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 2011.
Lads, that happened in July 2003.
Good Lord. Oh, my God.
Do you see what I mean? Like, I would have said 5-6 years ago.
So 10
years
ago.
What? The funniest thing about that, the funniest thing about that clip is this.
What on earth are you doing? And luckily then the marshals have got to him now. Safety car deployed.
Yeah, so the marshals are dragging him off by the ankles and his little green underpants nearly came flying off.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Oh my God. That was one of about a dozen stunts that he did back in the day.
He was known for that, all right, yeah.
But like, yeah, jumping out in front of cars doing, you know, 240 kilometres an hour. Not the brightest move, but I'm always there for you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
When you have a headphone emergency, you didn't see the panic going on in the background as Rory's headphones went on. They weren't working. He started waving frantically.
Did he?
I did a slow motion Baywatch run.
Did you?
I'll be ready.
I'll be. Grabbing a headphone, dived over to him, plugged them in, got them onto his lovely baldy head.
Little buddies.
All set.
Little baldy buddies, aren't you?
Why he was wearing a red swimsuit, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, because I look good in it. And that's the reason, buddy.
He's got the boobs for it.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Out of nowhere.
It just slipped out.
These, oops. I'll have you know, are fantastic.
I was only joking. That wasn't very nice.
I've got a phenomenal pair of man boobs that I'm rocking at the moment.
There's nothing wrong with man boobs.
There is.
No, there
there's a lot wrong with
no,
them.
No, there isn't, lads. Are they
peckish?
I think you look hot, dude.
That'll do.
You haven't got a pair of boobs. I was joking.
If I did, though, I'd never leave the house.
You'd soon get bored of them, trust me.
No, I don't think we would.
Nah.
I think you would.
What's happened in Man City, sir?
They're not very good, are they?
They've had four losses in a row, and it's kind of starting to feel like the 90s again, Rory.
Oh, God.
Not their useless, no one will support them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They were getting trashed in the 90s, weren't they? But this is great. I'd like you to keep it up, lads, if you could. That would be great. Liverpool now, are we 5 points ahead, I think?
I can't read the table. It doesn't go up that far.
Well, I can read it for you if you want.
Can you?
But it's looking like maybe, I don't want to call it too early. I mean, is it the title in the bag, is it?
Ooh, so title celebrations in November. What a time to be alive.
Let's go for it, yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Anyway. I'm going to go polish my man boobs, and then after that, I'm going to get you €150,000 in cash. 150 grand coming up for you next. Hang on.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Renata picked up €100,000. We have her check ready to go later on this morning. So we've reloaded the cash machine. 100 grand on Friday. This Friday, this breakfast show could be putting €150,000 into your bank account. When you wake up at Red FM, these are the life-changing chunks of change that we lash out all the time. €150,000 is going to go. If you want to play, text RED to 57557. That's what Renata did,
yeah.
And she won that money. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Goldout network of stations, and the T's and C's are at redfm.ie. You must answer within five rings. She answered within three in Douglas Village Shopping Centre and has that money now. Let's do it all over again. €150,000. Text RED to 57557. You're in the draw for the big one this weekend. Best of luck.
Life-changing cash for Cork.
Red FM's Cash Machine. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
What have you got for Mrs.? What's going on?
Okay, we were talking about the MTV Music Europe Awards. They were on last night. Big winners there, obviously, Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter. But also, over the weekend, the Grammys were announced. Now, we had a little bit of a local interest there, didn't we?
We did. It wasn't to be for the cabin crew.
Unfortunately, yeah. No, our little gang up on the north side there.
To get shortlisted for the Grammys is a huge honour.
Yes.
It really is. Like, I mean, you consider there are millions of acts around the world. Thousands of potential songs to get on that shortlist.
You mean the long list? That's what they were on, the long
list. Like, when you say long, what is there?
There's
50 songs
list, which
per
is,
category?
Yes,
yeah.
That's exactly it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But to get on the long, to
they
get to the short.
They did so well, you know, didn't they?
Yeah. Didn't Miles Gaffney from Cork as well get
a
nod as well many years
Miles,
ago?
If you didn't, you're listening. Well done.
Cork has done pretty well on the long list.
Well done. But anyway, unfortunately, they did miss out on the shortlist. Here is some of the announcement for, I think it was for Best Singer and Best Album. Have a listen.
The nominees for Best Pop Solo Performance: Beyoncé, Sabrina Carpenter, Charlie XCX, Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan. The nominees for Best Pop Duo Group Performance: Gracie Abrams featuring Taylor Swift, Beyoncé featuring Post Malone, Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Brandy and Monica.
Is there no fiends singing anymore? Is
it
no lads?
It doesn't seem to be lads. It was girls all round. Girls, yeah. girls. Sabrina Carpenter is on a tour at the minute. She was on her tour bus when she was listening to the Grammys announcement. This was her reaction to her.
Nominees for Best Pop Solo Performance:
I mean, come on, Sabrina. It's not like you didn't expect it to happen. But then again, you never know.
Yeah, but still, I'd say you still can't believe it when you hear your name, especially when it goes Beyoncé, Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, though, she's been around for about 10 years and I didn't know anything about it at all. Lads,
or so 27.
What is it? 27. So... So, yeah, it looks like the girls are going to win big again at the Grammys. Well, I was going to say at the Grannies.
The Grannies. Now imagine, you're talking. Yeah.
The Grannies.
What can we do at the Grannies?
Oh, lads, there's something in that, isn't there?
Yeah,
we'll get back to you on that one anyway. Saoirse Ronan and Paul Mescal have been talking about how they first became friends and also that they're neighbours in Cork.
Mm-hmm.
Have a listen to this little clip.
You and my husband became like bromance buddies online.
Yeah, Jack sent me a very nice message when Normal People came out and I fangirled over Jack, and then we met at a party, worked together, played husband and wife, and now...
We're best pals. Neighbours.
We're neighbours
in Cork.
So they live down west, I think, don't they?
Were they down West Cork direction?
West Cork.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Happy days.
So, yeah, there you go. Have a look out for Saoirse and Ronan getting their bread and their butter from the old local shop.
Sabrina Carpenter is 25, by
is
the way.
She?
Someone is shouting at me on WhatsApp here, so I aged her by two. I do retract that statement and apologise profusely. But getting back to the grannies.
Oh, the grannies. Do you want to do
if
something
like that? If you want
to
do an award ceremony called the grannies.
Let's do it.
Yeah, but it has to include the granny Grand Prix, where grannies have to go go-karting down in the go-karting down in Watergrass Hill.
I think there should definitely be a five-a-side as well.
Okay.
I'm a granny, and I'm up for all this granny awards. Noreen, bye.
Oh, Noreen, we love you already.
Noreen, nicest Monday morning granny has gone to you. Congratulations. Kevin is on with some suggestions for...
Yeah.
Because you were talking about the Grammys, but then you called
the
Grammys, it the
grannies.
Now, now we've created a thing.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of categories?
Best purple rinse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Best apple tart.
Yes,
I
definitely.
Like that.
Yeah.
Could we get Wayne Rooney to be a judge? Oh, I like number four. Will you put in a call to his people, please?
Oh, lad, stop. He's the expert.
Yeah.
He certainly is.
8:45 in the morning. Gigi Perez and Sailor Song on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Just in case you're one of those people that think this whole kind of climate change thing is a hoax or a bit of spoofing going on, we'll just take a look at all the flooding and whatnot that's happened over in Spain lately. And that's evidence that the climate's changing and things are going a bit mental. But for the first time in history, first time ever, parts of Saudi Arabia and the desert has had snowfall.
Oh my God, that's mad.
It's snowing in the desert in Saudi Arabia. That's how mental the weather's gone.
Wow.
Yeah. It's turned the desert into a kind of a winter wonderland.
Oh, I have to have a look at that later.
The lads don't know what's going on over there. It's the first time that's ever happened.
Wow.
So there you go. All right. Two truths, one lie. Did Victoria climb Carrin Tuil last year with a group of friends, trip her over her own foot or her own lie and fracture her arm? Did she rip her skirt climbing over a pigsty? And did she go once? Did she once go to a wedding and come back with only one shoe? Greg, what are you thinking, man?
Oh, it's definitely the first one, Casey, 100%.
I'm suspicious about that as well. And why would you think that now? As a listener, Greg, what would give you that idea?
I don't know. I mean, I said it's fairly active, right? Like, but I just couldn't see her going up the car on too. Like, definitely not. Mm-hmm. But I could see her falling and breaking her legs all right.
Thanks, Greg.
Sorry.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I am actually here, lads.
We're just trying to establish what
I'm
you're
doing. I'm not in a booth with a pair of headphones on.
Which one of them is the lie?
The first one.
Okay, you're going for the first one. Vic, which one's the lie?
Yeah.
The first one.
Yes.
Well done.
Good man.
Well done, yeah.
Amazing work.
Super. Thanks, guys.
So you didn't climb the mountain?
No, I didn't. You all know me very well.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got 6 months now membership, buddy, so you can watch The Incredible Day of the Jekyll. You're in the draw for Friday. We could be sending you over to London, Greg, for an amazing break over in London.
I actually started watching it. It's class.
Oh, you're on it already? Good man.
I'm on it already, yeah. Yeah, I'm on it already, yeah. It's brilliant. It's just unbelievable. It's so well done.
Can you see, could you see Eddie as the next Bond? Is he that kind of a character?
I actually could, yeah. Yeah, wow. I could. When I was watching it, it's very kind of James Bondish as well.
Yeah.
The way even it starts, it's just like, I was like, this is like watching a James Bond film. It's just so well done. He's brilliant in it. It's really, really good.
Good man, Greg. Well, thanks for that little review.
Thanks,
you've when your now membership runs out, you got another 6 months to tap into. So well done, buddy.
Super.
Take care, man. Thanks a million, Greg.
Nice one, Greg.
All the best.
Cheers. Good. Day of the Jackal, launching November 7th, has been up and running and is on now for you to check out. All the episodes are there. And we'll give you a chance to win that tomorrow. Two more lies, one truth that you must get to the bottom of. It's not that I didn't believe you.
No, yeah, right.
But you know yourself.
It's your go tomorrow.